Blog Talk Radio.
Choosing Detroit, Michigan as your blessed city. Keep the devil away from Detroit. Thank you, Father, for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit. Now, Father, I know that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. In Jesus' name, this past week I was very upset. And this prayer is not about, should not be about me, but I'm asking you, God, in your Son Jesus' name, to not allow the City Council of Detroit to pass a deviant and tricky proposal for a bailout for a 30-year lease. And after that, two more consecutive 30-year leases. Father, I know that I should. My mind should be on your business. But I live here. And I've never known a mayor to want to sign away what it owns or lease it to anybody. Help us, God. And remove that fiscal agreement that was signed on April the 5th that some people are now calling a consent decree. That was trickery. If it was a consent decree, it was the trickery. To move that, Father, I ask that you remove that. And I thank you for the blessings that you've given us, Chief, in Detroit. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Hi there, sheep. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your hostess. Happy Sabbath. This week I have been emotional, and I really didn't mean to say, well, I did mean to say what I said, but I should not have. You know, to have your King James or New King James Version of the Bible with you, a glass of water, your notepad and pencil. And we're reading from the book of Daniel. This week we're, and that's in the Old Testament. We're reading from Daniel chapter 11. And we have been reading to find out what it is the book of Daniel says about the abomination of desolation. And we're getting close to that. We just have chapters 11 and 12 to read before we'll know. And since reading this book, I have begun to think that we should know ancient history. We should study that in order to understand some of the things that is being said. Now, I'm going to ask God right now in prayer. Father God, allow me to read Daniel chapter 11 before these 30 minutes are up. Let me read up to verse 28, and then let me come back and try to explain to your sheep what I think are the four winds of heaven. All my years of being in church, I've heard about the four winds of heaven, but I'm thinking a little differently, and I want to share that with people. Okay, let's go. I see that I have a caller, but I do not accept calls on this program. What I try to do is read what the Bible says and then give an explanation of what I think it means. During the program, I do not accept calls. However, you can call me once the program is over. I will answer phones up until 9 o'clock. Let's start reading the Old Testament, the book of Daniel, chapter 11. Also, in the first year of Darius the Mede, I stood up to confirm and strengthen him. And now I will tell you the truth. Behold, three more kings will arise in Persia, and the fourth shall be far richer than them all. By his strength, through his riches, he has stirred up all against the realm of Greece. Now, I want you to understand this, that in chapter 10, there was this person sent to decipher the dream for Daniel. And this is what he is doing in chapter, the guy from chapter 10 that appeared to Daniel, he has come to this decipher this dream in chapter 11. And this dream is about, is concerning prophecies of Persia and Greece. And this is important. Let's pick up reading at verse 2. I didn't finish reading it all, so I'll start reading again. I probably will not make it to verse 28, but I want to tell you what I think this means, and this is important that I read to you verse 2. Let's start again. And now I will tell you the truth. Behold, three more kings will arise in Persia, and the fourth shall be far richer than them all. But his strength, through his riches, he shall stir up all against the realm of grace. Then a mighty king shall arise who shall rule with great determination and do according to his will or his power. And I said denomination, that's great dominion. Let's pick up at verse 4. And when he has arisen, his kingdom shall be broken up and divided towards the four winds of heaven. Now, and remember the four winds of heaven, that's what I want to talk about. But not among his posterity, and that means not among his generation. Let's start reading it, verse 4 again. His kingdom is going to be divided, but not among his generation. So let's be clear about that. Verse 4, and when he has arisen, his kingdom shall be broken up and divided towards the four winds of heaven, but not among his posterity, that's his generation, nor according to his dominion with which he ruled. For this, his kingdom shall be uprooted, given to others besides these. And I'm thinking about what's going on now in Libya, Syria, and Egypt. Verse 5. Then the king of the south shall become strong as well as his prince, and he shall gain power over him and have dominion. His dominion shall be a great dominion. And at the end of some years, they shall join forces. For the daughter of the king of the south shall go to the king of the north and make an agreement, but she shall not retain the power of her authority, and neither he nor his authority shall stand, but she shall be given up with those who bought her, and with him who begat her, and with him who strengthened her in those times. But from the branch of her roots, one shall arise in his place, who shall come with an army and enter the fortress of the king of the north and deal with them and prevail. So the king of the south is going to win, right? He's going to be victorious there. And he shall also carry their gods captive to Egypt, and their prince and their precious articles of silver and gold, and he shall continue more years than the king of the north. Then the king of the north shall come to the kingdom of the king of the south, but he shall turn to his own land. However, his sons, we're talking about the northern king, went back to his own land. And now his sons, however, his sons shall stir up strife. And strife is just conflict, usually violent. And assemble a multitude of great forces. One shall certainly come and overwhelm and pass through. Then he shall return to his own fortress and stir up strife. So that begs the question. I need to read verse 10 again. As a matter of fact, I think that I want to start over reading the whole thing, because it seems to me that I have not read this the way that I want it to be read. So, forgive me, but let's do, as the children would say, do over. Let's start reading verse 11, chapter 11 again. Verse 1. Also, in the first year of Darius the Mede, I, even I, stood up to confirm and strengthen him. And now I will tell you the truth. Behold, three more kings will arise in Persia, and the fourth shall be far richer than them all. By his strength, through his riches, he shall stir up all against the realm of Greece. Then a mighty king shall arise, then a mighty king shall arise, who shall rule with great dominion and do according to his will. And when he is risen, his kingdom shall be broken up and divided towards the four winds of heaven, but not among his posterity. And again, posterity means a generation, nor according to his dominion with which he rules for. His kingdom shall be uprooted, even for others besides these. Verse 5. Then the king of the south shall become strong as well as one of his princes. So one of his princes is going to become strong too. And he shall gain power over him and have dominion. His dominion shall be a great dominion. And at the end of some years, they shall join forces. For the daughter of the king of the south shall go to the king of the north and make an agreement, but she shall not retain the power of her authority, and neither he nor his authority shall stand, but she shall be given up with those who brought her, and with him who begat her, and with him who strengthened her in those times. But from the branch of her roots, one shall arise in his place, who shall come with an army, enter the fortress of the king of the north, and deal with them and prevail. So this king of the south will win, and he shall carry their gods captive to Egypt, with their prince and their precious articles of silver and gold, and he shall continue more years than the king of the north. Then the king of the north shall come to the kingdom of the king of the south, but shall return to his own land. However, his sons shall stir up strife. And again, that's a conflict. And assemble a multitude of great forces. And one shall certainly come and overwhelm and pass through. Then he shall return to his fortress and stir up strife, again, conflict. And the king of the south shall be move with rage and go and fight with him, the king of the north, and the king of the north, who shall muster a great multitude, but the hand of the enemy. Let's start reading verse 11 again. And the king of the south shall be moved with rage and go out to fight with the king. I have messed up a third time. Do over. Verse 11. I don't know why I'm messing up like this. And the king of the south shall be moved with rage and go out and fight with him, with the king of the north, who shall muster a great multitude. But the multitude shall be given into the kingdom of his enemy. When he has taken away the multitude, his heart will be lifted up, and he will cast down tens of thousands, but he will not prevail. But the king of the north will return and muster a multitude greater than the former, and shall certainly come at the end of some years with a great many, with a great army and much equipment. And in those times many shall rise up against the king of the south, also certain violent men of your own people shall exalt themselves in fulfillment of the vision, but they shall fail. So the king of the south is going to have a lot of people raised up against him. Let's continue reading. So the king of the north shall come and build a siege mound and take a fortified city and the forces of the south shall not withstand him. Even his choice troop shall not have strength to resist. I am thinking that I am going to do a do-over of this entire reading. I feel so bad about it. But let me just, I'm going to stop right here. And I'm going to do a do-over. And if anyone is listening today, I want to tell you what I think the four winds of heaven are. But what I want to do is I'm not going to even do that. I'm going to read down to verse 15 and turn my song on and then go, because I am embarrassed. I don't know. Perhaps I should have, I'm thinking about the prayer that I had. Perhaps I should not have said anything about that prayer or about my feelings. So I am going to erase this program. Let me just read down to verse 15 and put the song on. As a matter of fact, let me just put the song on and then go. And as the children say, I'm going to do a do-over. And I thank God for allowing me the opportunity to do a do-over. Now, here comes the song.
Help in hand. won't let you down. And I know
Jesus,
who can turn your life around?
Jesus, oh.